The solar installation at Fort Huachuca certainly isn't the military's first foray into the idea of trading land for renewable energy, but it is the largest any military service has built so far. The field of 75,000 solar modules will occupy about 70 acres of land and produce 18 megawatts of electricity, enough energy to light a small-sized city. And in a political environment in which DOD is sometimes criticized for spending money on green initiatives that could otherwise be directed to warfighting, Army officials are quick to point out that the solar project won't cost the federal government a dime. Catherine Hammack, the Assistant Secretary of the Army for Installations, Energy, and Environment, says the Army will not obligate any funds toward the actual construction of the solar arrays, which will be built on real estate that Fort Huachuca is not using right now.
And this land was used many times for different purposes, an obstacle course in World War II. At the time, there were barracks on this land. Now it's going to be renewable energy. So at no cost to the Army, Tucson Electric is financing, installing, and operating this project. But the Army has a budget to buy power. So our investment in this is a commitment to buy power in 3 10-year blocks that are facilitated by the General Services Administration. So by having a long-term power purchase agreement relationship, that gives Tucson Electric the ability to finance it.
Tucson Electric Power is the local utility that serves most of southern Arizona and the company from which Fort Huachuca buys all of its power right now anyway. TEP will spend $40 million to operate and construct the solar array, and Army and utility officials both see it as a win-win. The Army won't necessarily save any money on its electricity bills, but it will make a lot of progress toward its commitment to the White House of getting a gigawatt of its energy from renewable sources by 2025. Tucson Electric Power sees things in a similar vein. State utility regulators in Arizona require it to generate 15% of its total energy from renewables, but instead of negotiating dozens of separate deals with private landowners to let them build solar or geothermal plants, it can get the same number of megawatts under a single deal with the Army.
And there is a perception that you pay a premium for renewable energy. And so that's what is great about this project. Is TEP is not identifying this as a cost premium to the Army for renewable energy. They're identifying this as part of the rate base and part of a way to help stabilize the rate base for the base and the community.
Amanda Simpson, the director of the Army's Energy Initiatives Task Force, says the agreement also makes progress toward another of the military's energy goals, making bases more resilient against the possibility of the civilian power grid going down, whether that's through a cyber attack, a kinetic attack, or an accident of nature.
By building that facility on our land, we now have a generation asset that we can turn to in times of emergency, or if that single transmission line that runs from the city of Tucson out to Fort Huachuca, some 75 miles in length, goes down due to flash floods or even wildfires like one that's burning near the fort today, the installation will have access to some electricity.
The terms of the Army's deal with Tucson Electric Power obligate the service to buy power from the utility for the next 30 years, but its utility bills will have nothing to do with the project itself. It will pay the same rates the General Services Administration negotiates for any other government power consumer in the region. The deal came together, Hammack says, because Army leadership determined several years ago that the inner workings of regulated utilities are too complicated for the average base commander to navigate with his or her own internal staff. The Energy Initiatives Task Force, based at the Pentagon, makes up the Army's experts in the field. Hammack says the Fort Huachuca arrangement is the Army's biggest project so far, but the task force has already begun enough procurement actions to get the service a quarter of the way to its 2025 alternative energy goal.
Because we knew that the garrison alone didn't have the manpower and the resources to put together a project like this, a collaboration, a public-private partnership. They don't have renewable energy experts. They've got passionate people who know what right looks like, but they don't have the resources to bring it all together. So the Energy Initiatives Task Force has really stood up to augment garrison staff with the resources and the support necessary to bring a project like this to fruition. And it's through the commitment of the post and the post leadership. So it takes teams.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.